You mean me?
No, it's Kirsten. Are
okay.
we on? Okay. So I'll just welcome. We're a little bit early. It's October 13th, Tuesday Live with Linda. And we have a few people on early, and the stories are so good that we'll just hear them first. So I'll ask Alice Lattice first. Thank you. And then Denise. Alice, you said you had a story. Welcome back.
I got a friend of mine who lives in Alaska calls me and says she hears I worked on my cat. How does that happen? That's crazy. So she learned that I could help my cat. But the other thing that happened is I'm looking for an investment advisor, and I'm talking to him and asking why we had to make our phone appointment so far in advance. And he says, well, I was having to have an operation. I said, well, would you be willing to tell me what it's about? One of his nerves got blocked. And so his right diaphragm is paralyzed. And so he says he can't use one of his lungs. So I told him about Tellington Touch, and he will be in touch with you. Because I said, if they keep postponing it, try Tellington Touch. And I told him about the husband of my housekeeper, who was injured on the job doing stucco, hurt his leg, and nothing that the medical profession would help with. So I taught her Tellington Touch. She taught her husband Tellington Touch. He did it every half hour for 2 or 3 days, and he's back at work.
Fantastic.
So those are my stories.
That's wonderful. I mean, the thing that I just can't get over how the simplicity of this works. So that's the thing that I love. So we have a couple of people on. I would love it, Ninja iPhone 5. If you could put your name on there, it would really be great. And I don't know his Marganinas. Could you please identify yourself? It's really nice to see you. And you can turn your pictures on. The thing that's so beautiful about this opportunity of being together on Tuesdays is that we really get to see each other, which is lovely. So, Denise.
Linda, sorry, it's me. And I woke up very late, and MJ,
your
I'm MJ.
Yeah, your name is on before.
I have you on my phone right now because I need to kind of get ready for my day and I want to listen. So I'm on, also on my computer. But
be careful that you don't have them both open or they'll start crackling.
I have to be away from the other one. I'm away now.
Okay.
The other one.
Okay, Ninja. Ninja.
Okay.
Ninja Nancy.
Okay. I'm going to shut the video off again.
Okay, good. Got it. Thank you. So, Denise, you had a story today.
All right. Yes. I'm Denise from Munich, and we made in May or June 2 teach-touch lessons with my students. And one of these students had many circulatory problems, and she had to lay down on the ground before she fell. And after the session, after the second session, she asked me if you have any tip what she could make more for her circulatory problems. And we talked together, and I tell her she should make ear touches, and very slow and very fine. Not in the time during, at the time when she get the problems, before she get this. And last week I asked her if it helps, and she make it from time to time. And it's really, really good because the problems left. And it it's very, very much better now. And yeah, she has a thing to do against this problem. And that's very great for her.
Wow. And do you know what was actually going on with her?
Yes. As nobody knows this, she was to the doctor and all over, and nobody could tell her what's the problem. It's not, she's 17 years old. I think there could be many problems with the Wachstum.
Right. So in other words, it's really interesting. We always have to say, and Marianne, you're always so good about this, and I tend to forget it, that we start our classes always by saying that T-Touch is never a replacement for medical help. It is so important to know that, and it's important to talk about it, because I've had a couple of situations where, and I'll just tell you one, because it's important to remember this. Years ago in Germany, I used to every year do a workshop with horses at the Becker's farm. And I had been doing T-Touch on Ulu Becker since, not T-Touch, but Feldenkrais for years, as I was doing the Feldenkrais classes. And then I started doing T-Touch. And what was really interesting, the difference with T-Touch, is that she could remember that I did it on her. Like she said, she could feel it 24 hours later. That was always the, when Moshe, I had the good fortune to have at least 10 lessons with Moshe Feldenkrais during my training. And it was such a gift. And always I'd be lying there. I said, okay, I'm going to remember this. I'm going to remember every move, but it's just not possible. But anyway, actually, that's not what I wanted to say. So one day I get there to do a weekend training, and Ulu looked really sick. And I said, what's going on with you? And she said, I was supposed to go to the hospital last week, but I wanted to wait until after your class. I said, wait a minute. And she was supposed to have a hysterectomy. And it was obvious that she was not in good shape. And I said, Ulu, this is not good. Her pulse and respiration were up. I said, you've got to go to the hospital now. No, we cannot. I was supposed to start in the morning, but so what? Lots of other people could take care of the situation on the ranch, on the farm. And so she said, no, I'm going to wait. And I said, okay, I will give you 15 minutes of T-Touch. And if you don't have a significant change in your pulse and respiration, we're going to the hospital. And she didn't have any change. And her husband took her that night, and she would have died. She was so full of, at that time. I mean, every time I think of that, I think, my God, when you recognize a situation, don't wait. I had another situation with two nurses. And it's a story that needs to be told. One was Cecilia Wender, and she was visiting me working with the book that some of you have, Tellington T-Touch for Healthcare Providers. She's a critical care nurse, and she brought a friend of hers just to have the vacation while we were writing. And her friend had had pain in her side for years, and never had it looked at. And so we're like working, doing T-Touch between each other one evening, and this thing hit her again, like really bad. She looked really bad. And I said, Cecilia, this could be, her appendix could burst. I mean, I'm telling this to these, and of course, Cecilia knows that, but her friend was really stubborn. And I said, okay, we're going to do like 15 minutes of T-Touch. And if you don't get a significant reduction in pain, we're taking you to the hospital emergency. Didn't get any reduction in pain, and took her, and she was in really, her appendix would have burst. Now, she'd been dealing with it for years. And I think these stories, it's like Lois, you know, talking about putting up with her foot problem for years and not thinking about getting medical help for it. So I thank heaven we have this possibility. And what I'm just so amazed about, Denise, and I've had so many cases like this case where, doggone it, medical help couldn't help because they couldn't find anything. And then you use T-Touch and the discomfort or the situation improves dramatically. We have the opposite, but we always have to make sure that you understand, boy, if you look like you're in real deep trouble, which is different from having a, you know, she's tried everything and it didn't help her, and this does. And we have countless stories like that. So I would love to thank you all for being here. You all make my day. We've got everybody's jumping on now. We started a little bit early because we had some stories that we're waiting to tell. And between Shannon and Ronnie, hi Ronnie, hi Shannon. Who is between with no name? Nice picture, but no name. let's see if you can. Everybody, put their name up, please, so we can connect with you in this way. So let's. It's only 3 minutes after. I'm going to wait a few minutes to do a heart hug. Angela, hi. Welcome. Could you, I'd love to have a chance just to hear from a couple of people who you are, how you are, the ones that we haven't heard from. And Angela, I don't recognize you. Are you new? Can you unmute yourself? Love your hair, by the way.
I'm new. I'm muted now?
Yes.
Okay. I'm new. I just signed up, but I sent an email out this morning. I have no information. I didn't know if it was being mailed to my PO box or is there information to be sent online email. So I just joined for October, but I don't have anything. I'm only familiar, and the reason I'm interested, because I had a friend in Florida who did Team Touch with dogs, and she taught people and help train them to work with greyhounds.
Great. So
I love to move that way.
I love it. And do you have any issues that you would like to work with T-Touch with?
I just want to learn. I know how to do Reiki, but I love working with people and helping people, and just, I thought it would be something to add as additional to work with other
Perfect.
People, kids, and just even on yeah. myself with things, because I also do some Psych-K and other things that are familiar. This really drew my interest for some reason for a long time. So
great
opportunity, but I don't know where to begin.
Welcome. You'll get with the flow. We've
started. I received anything to start.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. So have you looked in your membership? You signed up and you would have received a password, and you can go in and all kinds of.
I mean, with an account with the password.
Yes, it's a site that has all of the recordings from the
past. Well, I was expecting that, but I haven't received that. I just got a password to be like log in. And it doesn't take me anywhere on the website.
Okay.
I can double check that, Linda, and I will get back to you directly.
That's what you. I was going to say.
Okay. I sent an email out to somebody this morning.
Okay, you should have gotten it, but I will double check and I will have it sent to you.
Yeah, to Jody. I sent an email to Jody this morning.
Okay.
Somebody to contact. Thank you.
Send it to Kirsten Henry. Jody just runs our website, and Kirsten Henry, for those of you who don't know Kirsten, she came knocking on my door of the office, 24 years ago, Kirsten?
Almost 25 in November.
Oh my God, because she had, Kirsten had been using T-Touch for her horse since she was, I think, 12 years old when you first started.
Oh, wow.
And Kirsten came to visit, and she never left. And she's been running and doing all this stuff for years. She traveled with me and did all the trainings in Europe. And then settled down, got married, had a child, and now Roland travels, or has been traveling with me, but that will be no more. Now we'll be doing everything like this in the future. So it's so change in life. Interesting. So
Linda.
Yes.
Oops. I have a question. Do you think you'll ever do your groups again in Hawaii?
Oh, Nancy, of course we'll do the groups in Hawaii. Yes.
Okay, good.
As soon as it's safe, of course, yes, because it's such an experience coming here.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Don't worry, Nancy.
And I second that, Linda. To me, it's magical, your classes in your home. So glad to hear it.
Yeah, and we're so fortunate because we do both the human classes, but we also do the dog classes, and we have the house next door is now a bed and breakfast. It's an Airbnb. So we rent the whole house, and like three people can stay there, and then we have the whole yard for the dogs. So it's really fun. We'll get there eventually.
Good.
Yes. And I would like to know, I wanted to start by reading something to you this morning, but yes, I'll read it and then we'll do the heart hug. So this is from this book that is published already in German in the second edition, but I never got it out in English because my publisher, who has like 12 books with me, Trafalgar, at least 12, they said, you know, it wasn't well enough known in the human world for them to publish. So I just haven't gotten it out. And it's in this, like, here it is. And this is, I'm going to read you just a couple of pages because it's so interesting. This was written 20 years ago. And there's just a couple of little changes that we made in the meantime. And of course, some of you will recognize this. And this is part two, Teetat from Head to Toe, How and When. The techniques of Teetat. Cellular life is amazing. Not only does every cell and every living being know its individual function, how to be a part of a twig, a paw, a wing, a hand, but at the same time, every cell shares an overarching universal intelligence with every other cell. I first read this amazing information in the book, Man on His Nature, by the Nobel Prize winning British physician, Sir Charles Sherrington. Not only did Sherrington's research on cells help me to see life from an entirely new angle, his knowledge became a founding principle in the development of Tellington Teetouch. Basically, the circles and movements of Teetouch techniques seem to provide a way for this cellular intelligence, common to all life, to become communication, for the cells of one being to make a direct connection with the cells of another. It's as though Teetouch communicates from one being to another, like a person-to-person call, in which the same language is spoken, although the callers are from different countries. Your cellular call wakes up the cells of that other being, activating them to release stored memories of pain, dis-ease, or the expectation of pain, and freeing them to remember their original potential for perfection. Of course, and for those of you who haven't heard me say this before, when I read Man on His Nature, which was a book recommended during our Feldenkrais training was recommended by Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais, when I read Sir Charles Sherrington's premise that every cell in the body knows its function in the body, and he wrote this with such passion and love for this intelligence, that it was in the second year, well, after the first year of my Feldenkrais training, and I became totally in love with the concept of cellular intelligence. And I began to see then during my 4 years of Feldenkrais, the next 3 years, I began to see the human body, not just from the point of view of the nervous system, which we do so beautifully with Feldenkrais concept, but this connection, this cellular intelligence. Of course, the beauty of communication is that it is a mutual event, a two-way exchange, so that when you T-touch someone at such a direct level, both of you are affected. As we have seen so much over the years, whether we're working with a human or on an animal. As the practitioner, you feel a nonverbal connection, a current of communication that is deep and intimate without being personal, unless you want it to be. That is why after a T-touch session, even though you are the giver, you usually emerge refreshed rather than tired, which is something that we've found for years. It's phenomenal. Since T-touch circles awaken the power inherent in the cells, the divine life essence within them, it is also a method of communication that you can use with great benefit on your own body, a healing, positive way of talking to yourself or to yourselves, as we know. As I've said elsewhere, I first discovered the T-touch while teaching people body work on horses. Later, as we continued to experiment, we added awareness of breathing, a variety of hand and finger positions. At the writing of this book, it was only a few, and now it's more than 20. And movements, a scale of finger pressures from 1 to 10, and a guide to tempo. To my amazement, we found that a person having less than an hour's instruction could often affect major changes in behavior of animals, as well as speed up the healing of wounds, injury, or stiffness in themselves or others. And I know that many of you have had the experience that it can be, you can tell somebody over the phone, you can guide them to do T-touch on themselves and make a difference. And if any of you have a story about that, I would love to have you share, because Angela, this Tuesday's Live with Linda is for sharing and answering any questions and working with individuals who have issues so that I guide them in it and everybody follows. Over the years, these first fundamental concepts of T-touch were refined and organized into a core method that consists of a collection of circles, lifts, and slides with variations on movements of the hands. There are 20 basic hand positions and movements. I changed that number, it's less here. Each with an evocative animal name, like tarantulas pulling the plow or the clouded leopard T-touch. We discovered that associating each T-touch with the characteristics of a particular animal made the movement much easier and more fun to learn, while also bringing people new and unusual ways of relating to the animal kingdom. We found as well that T-touch is an excellent complement to other modalities of bodywork, and that the circles and lifts can be easily integrated into other types of healthcare techniques. To help you learn T-touch, we have created these various categories. So people frequently ask me, is there a special way to prepare myself before beginning a T-touch session? And I'm just going to stop here a moment and see if there's anybody who has a question right now from what I read, or a comment that you want to make, because as you know, our desire here is that this be interactive. This is for all of us. And you can either raise your hand and we'll see it, or just touch that little hand down on the bottom and a hand will pop up. And Kirsten and Marianne are watching for them. Anybody have any comments or thoughts about this or questions? Okay. And you can interrupt me anytime. People, yes, I believe that your state of mind, body, or body-mind, acts as the foundation of your work. When your body is free of tension and the mind is calm, clear of preoccupying thoughts and open for whatever may arise, then the language of T-touch can flow with unobstructed power between you and the one you are T-touching. And it's interesting because this comes up when you're doing energy work like Reiki, I believe it's really important that the person be clear, because I got really sick one time from somebody working with me who was not okay themselves. But with T-Touch, the fact is we're not bringing anything through us. We're not sharing something from us. The concepts of activating with this 1 1/4 T-Touch, it's activating that source energy, that divine spark in every cell in our body. So it doesn't depend on us. And so I write this, but I don't completely believe it, because I believe you can have something going on with you that's not perfect, because like, how many of us are perfect? And just paying attention to the quality and the feedback from the person by asking them, do you like this pressure? It might be a 2, or would you rather have a little more contact or a little less? Or would you like me to go a little faster or a little slower after you do a little bit? And this idea of giving the responsibility to the person being T-touched. And since this is really for self-help, listening to yourself and experimenting. Wait a minute. Well, I like this pressure, but what would happen if I do more? Or, let me do a little less. Does that work also? Because the lighter T-touches, I believe, connect at this level of cellular wisdom very totally differently. When we go in deep, like people who like deep massage, it's not going to get to that cell communication level, is my experience and my feeling. So I'm going to change this piece, because I don't think this is true, that you have to be, if we all had to be perfect, yikes, would any of us who do body work, we wouldn't be able to do anything, would we? A few moments of silent centering is one way of arriving at this place of inner peace, of quieting the voice in our head so that we can really listen with our hands. My own way of opening to the stillness, to the divine life source at the very heart of T-Touch, is to feel my connection to both the earth and the heaven. As I breathe deeply, I visualize my breath and the breath of the earth as one, filling my cells with strength. At the same time, I imagine a shaft of light entering the top of my head, a beam from infinite space. With these two energies forming a circuit through me, I become quietly centered in the spaciousness of the present moment. And for me, the present moment is the roundness of the T-touch, just this roundness of the 1 1/4 circle, the spiral. I offer this practice in the hopes that you too may find it helpful. However, any path you choose that brings you to a place of clear receptivity will be the right one, whether it is meditation, prayer, or just sitting quietly with eyes closed. So, this week, I have had several situations where I just got like, whoa, suddenly I had this like a little bubbling feeling that came up from a tooth. And it wasn't comfortable. I wouldn't say it was a pain. On a 1 to 10 level of pain, it was like a 2. It was like a whisper. But then I realized, whoa, I need to address that, because I know that I have an infected molar. It's coming out tomorrow, thank heaven. But, you know, I can either just let that go because it didn't bother me, or I can talk to it. And this, Angela, it's just moving the tissue, the skin, just 1 1/4 circles. And I just went up from where it started. It didn't take, certainly not more than a minute of just moving those circles from there, you know, from down on the jaw where it started up a little, and it was gone. And you think, yeah, why bother to even tell about this? Because what I find is we have a tendency like, oh, I got into bed last night and wow, what the heck? It's still something left over from my dramatic fall on the pool side. And, you know, I could like just leave it and just turn on the beamer and it'll take it away. But then I thought, no, I want to honor my body. I want to talk to it. And I just took this actually forefinger and I'm trying to think what I did. Yeah, and this is a new part. I hadn't done this just between the knuckle and this second joint. And did, it's just this movement, 1 1/4. And I did it with about probably a 4 pressure because it felt good to do that. And again, a minute and it was gone. Now I'm bringing this up because I want to hear from any of you, if you can think of times in this last week or during this time with us together, if you have thought to address some part of your body that wasn't quite as happy as it could be. Anybody have a story to share? I just saw a hand pop up. Was that Donna? Oh, and I see, and
Christine. Oh, it looks like I've been on me.
Christine has her hand.
Yes, thank you. Well, I all the time am doing that. I think I've told this before, that I had a frozen shoulder that I've never had before till I had this major move from Austin to Canyon Lake in May. And oh my gosh, that was really problematic. But I've had a neck issue for years. When I was younger, it never bothered me. But as I'm older, always awareness of this discomfort, and worse when I go to sleep, and it impeded my usual wonderful sleeping. I mean, I say I have the gift of sleep, but not so much in the past. But now with the T-Touch, my shoulder's gone, but occasionally there'll be a little pain or a little bit something, and I go, oh, and this is what I'm telling my friends that have similar things. Stop right then. Where is that little, whatever it is, pain or little something that doesn't feel right? Stop right then and just do the T-Touch circles right then. And it goes away and it might show up later. But that's how I've pretty much healed this shoulder. And the neck is amazing, of all the good chiropractic I've had and massage, and I have some sort of gadgets to work with my neck, and nothing has ever really made it better. It may be better for a day or two, but nothing ever has really alleviated that issue until the T-Touch. And of course, when I'm doing these seminars is when I sit and do it the most, because I probably don't take a lot of time in my normal life to sit down for an hour or three and do it to myself. But I mean, it's phenomenal, and I share this with others, and the glory of it is they can do it to themselves. They don't need me to do it to them or anybody else. So that's my praise for it.
Great. And can you just remind us and show a little bit, and first of all, when you say have time 2 or 3 hours, I will tell you for sure, I never work more than 5 minutes on myself, because it doesn't take any longer. Yes. Unless you've had like when I fell, you know, 6 weeks ago and crashed the arm right here against the side of the steps, and I thought I'd broken it. I T-touched it like this. For about 20 minutes, right on the, I just remembered, I couldn't touch it because it was the bone that just hit the edge of the stairs. And so I couldn't touch it there. So I went to the top of it and I T-touched it with a 2 pressure, just like this. And Angela, that's all it is. You move the skin in one circle and a quarter, which is this spiral in all of nature. And the thumb is underneath, just holding like this. As lightly as I could, just to move the skin. And in 20 minutes, there was no pain. And it never got black and blue. It just started, it was turned yellow. That's what happens if you have a really terrible blow. And it hurt anyway. So it didn't hurt anymore when I T-touched it. And when I went, I couldn't go right on the bone. No way, up on the top. So next time, just school yourself. I can give myself 2 minutes.
Yes, that's why I have done for myself and told my friends, stop, and that just takes a minute or two. When you have something, stop right then and do it. And when I say the 2 or 3 hours, that's because, well, first of all, let me interrupt myself. I've found that it doesn't take much time. Like Reiki, you do for 20, or, you know, you do that for a long time. And many other healing modalities. But when I started doing matrix energetics, that's what I loved about it. It's slam, bang, done. And that's what I love about this. But it was just the point that, I had all this time to explore different areas of the neck because it's all over. So, I could really address the different parts of my neck or my shoulder, but you're right. When I worked on my brother, I found myself taking much more time than I knew I needed to be. I mean, I took maybe 12 minutes instead of 6 or 7. But it was sort of like I thought maybe he would believe it more if I took a little more time, something like that. No, but
that's a good point. And the thing is also to have that connection with your brother, it's kind of a few times in a lifetime chance, right?
Yeah. We live about an hour from each other now, whereas for years we haven't lived that close. But yes, yeah, it's lovely to connect in that way. Yeah. His wife is the one that I asked you about who is having the dementia issues, which, by the way, he's got him talked into getting a Beamer. He hasn't bought it yet, but he's been talked into that.
Well, they can't go wrong. I will tell you that for sure. I mean, it's a huge important thing in terms of blood flow, especially with what they're now learning about the blood and this COVID-19 thing.
If I might, what is the new attachment that you said he should get, new to Beamer, a new device on the main machine? You said there was a new attachment that he should, I thought you said it was newer.
No, what is available now that hasn't been is that Beamer is, because of COVID-19, there is a totally different offer. And so what's available is the B pad it's always been available, and the B spot, but the B body, the part you lie on, and the light is not available. But you can do by laying that pad along your back, you can just along the spine, you can activate the whole body with that. And the B pad is, you'd think that would be a pad you'd lie on, but it's a piece about, 2.5 feet long and 6 inches wide.
Oh yeah.
That's the part. It's a different offer. It's good till the end of October.
And right. Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
It's a huge saving. Yeah. Right now.
Yeah.
Anybody else is interested, I'm doing this contest. So if you'd be interested in looking at the I Decide thing, I have to send it out to people. So.
Can someone send me information on that? I don't know what you're talking about. If it's something I need to order.
Well, you can, we'll send you the information and I can tell you about it. If you put your name in for Kirsten, I'll send it to you. And we're in this competition with Beamer this month, which is fun. Like you have 8 people on a team and you see, like you try to get people to just listen to the information and you get points for that. So it's been fun, but it's been crazy that I did it. I only did it because I love the connection that we have with our team. And so anyway.
Linda?
Yes.
Do you know,
Nancy?
Not
available yet.
A terrible connection. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Wait.
The B-sit is not available right now.
Hold on. Okay. Whoa, that was strange. Okay, do you know if the sitting pad is available now?
It's not available right now.
Okay.
We'll see when it comes back. It hasn't, there's a lot to do with the FDA still with it.
And Linda, Sarah Hauser has her hand raised.
I see that. Thank you. Sarah, hi.
Sarah what?
Hi, how are you?
Sarah Hauser is now. Yep.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you a story that's kind of cute. I taught my mom who is in her 90s, and she has chronic back problems and sometimes has trouble sleeping. So I taught her, you know, the T-touch on the arm, doing like a circle and a lift kind of thing. I taught her over FaceTime how to do it. And so the next day I said, you know, so how's the T-touch going? And she said, oh, it's great, except I only could do a couple and then I fell asleep. So I said, well, that's great.
Love it. That's a great way to go to sleep, isn't it? Great, thank you.
Yeah, I do it all the time. I wanted to tell you that for some reason, I find that doing T-touches right on the top of my head is especially relaxing right before I go to sleep. If I'm thinking too much, for some reason, doing some T-touches up there just settles everything down. So I just wanted to share that.
Beautiful. And do you do hair slides?
Sometimes, yeah. I've started doing those more, and those are wonderful.
Let's take a moment here and do hair slides together, because with the hair slides, and you just take, there are several ways to do it. One is you can take your fingers apart and run it through your hair, and just so your hand is on the scalp, and I'm holding the hair and circling the hair right against the scalp. If that's comfortable for you, and then slide out like this. Slide there. And you move the scalp with the hair. So it's a little bit of a pull, and that's why you want to be right against the scalp. That's one way of doing this.
Right.
And remember the breath, like. And a little bit of a little stretch, a little pull, whatever feels good. And go at 90, like take the hair at 90 degrees from the head. Wherever you are. Now, it's really interesting. Just that few times I felt that in my back, that, oh man, that's really great for my back. And just realize that every time you go to a different place, you connect with other parts of your body, just like when you work on the foot or the hand. Mm. Oh, my other side wants it too, this side of my head. Now, that's one way of doing it. Now, there's another way of the hair slides. So I take the hair and I catch it like between my fingers and thumb and circle and do a little slide. Whoa! And that is actually more effective for me right now. And I really feel that release in my whole abdomen. And just see what level of pull is comfortable for you.
I have a question.
Okay, yep. Keep doing it. Well, Nancy has a question.
Well, when I started doing it, I was doing it by catching it in my finger.
Right.
From the beginning, and I'm wondering, so what is the first way you were doing it? I had to close my fingers a bit to grab
you slide through, close your fingers, and then catch it. It's only because it's a different feeling. And sometimes that feels nice because you do more at one time. But the reason, for those of you, Marianne is one of them, years ago, I mean, it was in the 80s when I was doing a weekend T-Touch for self-help class, and I had a cranial sacral therapist in it, and what she said is that her feeling was that you got a connection through the dura, like went deeper than when she did the cranial sacral, just moving the bones of the skull, which we know is really effective. Oh, we just, let's see. Oh, we can't, Gail just popped in from Jerusalem. She can't join us today, but you're with us in spirit.
And Linda, so, I think Alice had a question before.
Yes, okay.
This is not exactly a question, but it's relevant to the scalp because I was noticing if I brush my hair at night, my head hurts.
Oh.
It's tense sensitive. If I brush it in the morning, it doesn't hurt.
Wow. And I
wondered how that related to my grandson, who is 17, and just wanted me ever to do it on him every single night before he went to bed. So I'm just exploring that. And the other thing I wanted to mention has to do with doctors and using them. You know who Dr. Erica Elliott is, I think.
I don't.
Oh, she's close to Jean Altshuler. She lives at the Commons.
No, I don't
and
know
her. I introduced her to Tellington Touch last night, and she was totally enraptured by it.
Cool. Nice.
So doctors can also learn to do Tellington Touch.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We have a number of doctors and veterinarians. Quite a few veterinarians are actually T-Touch practitioners, besides being holistic vets. This feels really good to do. Okay, so it's really helpful. Like any information that you have, and Marianne, you might want to pop in with something with us about that connection. One of the things that I discovered years ago is that there is and somebody is going to get it, and we never did. I found a chart, I don't know, at least 20 years ago, of the head from the Chinese information that shows the parts of the head that are connected to the body, just like the hands and the feet.
Well, and there's so many things, Linda, that are tied to the head, and particularly along this main suture line here. I mean, at the top, your pineal gland is here, will tie in, and that ties with your heart meridian. You've got the pituitary, kind of where the head kind of goes around. And then the hippocampus, or hypothalamus rather, is back here and ties in with the kidney. And so there's a lot of hormone stuff that gets balanced and worked when you work along this suture line.
Where's the thyroid?
It's the hypothalamus back here, or hypothalamus, what am I calling? Right back here, that's tied to the kidney. Let me look that back up. I just taught it yesterday, and I think I'm switching terms.
Okay, good.
But it's a big thing that we talk about is if you hold your hand like this, you cover a lot of points that handle or work with hormones. And when you do T-Touch there, to me, it's just everything I do, I take T-Touch and put into it because I feel like it enhances it and takes it to a whole nother level.
Well, and the thing that is so exciting, I mean, although I wrote about making this connection with divine source like 20 years ago, we have I have a totally different understanding of it now from the point of view of quantum science and the creative energy of the universe because of the way Joan King writes about it in her book. The Code of Authentic Living, Cellular Wisdom in that book. I mean, it just brought me, every T-Touch brings me to a more direct respect, connection, realization that every cell in this body is orchestrated. It's by the divine consciousness. What else can it be? The creative energies of the universe, And we're part of this. And the fact that every cell, I mean, this just blows me away whenever I think about it. I think I want to bring this up on Sunday. On the 25th is our next Sunday 3-hour class. This concept that every cell has every function of all the immune system, all parts of the body. Like, whoa, what miracle is that? And it's also a reflection of the entire universe. And I want to just infect you, all of us, with this idea that we are miracles and that this 1¼ circle is like a key to activate that connection to that divine source consciousness in every cell in our body. And when we recognize that we're miracles and we're a part of this whole earth, this one earth in the whole solar system, like we have this precious planet and we're part of that breath of Mother Nature. And I was just listening. Something woke me up at 4:44 this morning. And so I put my headphones on and I listened to Dr. Zeb Bush talking about the breath of the earth and talking about how this virus, which is so terrible, terrible, tragic for so many. But on the other hand, as I've said a couple of times in this class, it's our opportunity for a wake-up call, because at the rate we're all going, oh my God, we never stopped and we're just trashing the planet. And this virus, as horrific as it is for so many, it may be our opportunity to go inside, to spend time like this together, to acknowledge the brilliance of our bodies, our connection to the whole earth, and how important that is. And this is why when I developed this idea, like when we use the pads of our fingers, this just the 2/3 of the first section of the fingers in what we call the clouded leopard T-Touch, I didn't realize that by bringing in the names of the animals that we're connecting to nature. And I think it helps us to realize, wow, we're a part of this all. All these, the bear touching the tiger and all these animals that I've had the great honor to work with. When I think of that particular animal, when I use my hands and I connects me to them, that helps us, I think, to remember that we're a part of this all, part of all of it. So I would like us to do a heart hug. And for those of you like Angela, this is we're imagining the face of a clock, like the kind of clock you take off the wall in the school, put right here. That's one place. We're going to start with it there. We can also put it down in our abdomen, but we're going to start up here. And we are imagine on this clock, we imagine the numbers, like 6 will be toward the floor, just like you put it on here, 9 to the right shoulder, and think of these, you know, and then 12 up toward the chin and 3 to the left shoulder. Now, the reason we put the numbers on there, it helps us to, you know, connect to logic. Numbers have to do with logic. And then we, however it's comfortable for some people, like to fold their hands over like this. Some people like to use just the tips. And the heart hug began with a softening. Cup your hand and imagine putting an unconditional heart full of love, unconditional love. Wow. For you, right here, to start with. Appreciation that for you, because mostly we don't take time to do that. Now I catch the skin at the bottom of the circle, and I just cup it like this. And I'm going to go first to the left. So I'm going to do first clockwise. If you don't, you can do the other if you want, but we'll just, I'm going to go 1 1/4. So I go 6 9 12 3 6 9. Take a really deep breath and smile. Now I think by now you all remember the reason the smile is important. Whenever we learn something new, our tendency is to hold our breath and concentrate with a bit of a frown, right? Huh? So we're doing the opposite. We're breathing and smiling to activate that feel-good hormone, the serotonin. Ah. Now let's try the other direction. For some of you, you may prefer it. So you catch at 6 and go up to 3, 12, 9, 6, 3. Yeah, my body doesn't like that. Nah, nah, nah. Other way. Deep breath. And think of something for which you deeply appreciate. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to think of all of you. And I'm going to think of this little Chinese crested dog sitting right next to my computer. Now, when we do this heart hug and we bring in gratitude, we bring in the numbers here, then, and we have a particular method. We go 1 1/4 time around. The method and the numbers activate the logical, our logic. So we can be in a state where last week, man, I was really, I had so many thoughts going through my head. And I couldn't stop it. And I did 3 tea touches. I mean 3 heart hugs. That was it, 3. And I could go to sleep. And I just so you all know, Kirsten, could you help me remember next, maybe at one of the breaks, I'll see if I can put up a picture of where I started calling it the heart hug, because it was working with orphans in South Africa in Soweto and giving them this. And it's so beautiful there because the children that we worked with in Soweto are taken care of by local churches, and caregivers come and they feed like 50 kids at a time. They all gather from the area, in the particular areas, and they come together for their meal. And by giving them this, it's like giving a hug, and it's like giving a hug from God. You know, that's when they're alone and some of them are, were living alone with no one older than maybe, if they were lucky, a 12-year-old with a group of children in these, you know, tiny tin places that are like about 8 feet wide and maybe 14 feet long. And being able to give them that heart hug and take them away from the control of the limbic system, that fear control, to actually coming present within the body. I would just, we're going to take a 10-minute break in a couple of minutes, but I would like to invite one of you, if somebody has a heart hug story, now that you would share with us some way you've used this or shared it with someone else, that they could use it when they had those looping thoughts or when they were in a place of real fear, because the gratitude with the T-touch and this logical movement, imagining the face of the clock, the imagination activates, huh? Our feelings, our gratitude, our compassion rather, our creativity, and our intuition.
Linda?
Yeah, yes?
Question. When I do it, I seem to always want to do a lift.
Nancy, do what makes you feel good. Absolutely.
I mean, it's
fine. So you do 1 1/4, right? And then this little lift, yes?
Yeah, and then I come
and
back down.
And it deepens your breath, right?
I guess it does. I have to. it just feels really good.
Well, do what feels good.
Okay.
And let's try this, because this is what we call the coiled python. It's 1 1/4, and then straight up toward the heavens. Not around toward 12, just straight up toward the heavens. And that does, it's wonderful, isn't it? Now, the reason that I started off just 1 1/4 is that I have to really stay present to think, wait a minute, 1 1/4, I have to stop there. And it's in this real presence that's like a prayer. I mean, it's like, wow, acknowledging that divine source in every cell in this body. Oh my gosh, whoa.
That's beautiful, thank you.
Do what feels good.
I love that, it's like a prayer.
It is.
Did you want an example now, Linda, or after break?
Yes, now, one now. Yes.
So one of the things, I work with a lot of people.
So Marianne, I want to make sure we have your name. Thank you.
Marianne Wilkins. So I work with a lot of people teaching them new skills around energy medicine. And I always, like I say, teach them T-touch. They normally will walk in, they're excited to work with their clients. So many times there's a lot of fear. So I've taught them to do the heart hug. And I will tell you, I get phone call after phone call where people are like, oh my God, it just settled me down. It made me be in a place where they could listen and hear what the clients were saying, as well as be able to kind of continue doing their work. So they couldn't believe something as simple as 1 1/4 would actually settle them completely, ground them, because grounding is so important. And I think the heart hug does that. It grounds you and connects you with the earth and the heavens. I get call after call where people are like, thank you. It's such a simple thing, and it brings them like into what they need to do. So.
Yeah, beautiful. And I just happened to notice in the chat, Charlotte, thank you so much. That 444, I forget that it's a message from the angels, like nothing to fear in regard to your life, your work, and divine life purpose. And I'll tell you what I discovered, because I've known for like 2 months now, something is wrong. Since the fall, it was like a wake-up call. And I just have these incredible drops of energy, and this little oximeter. I sometimes have I'll have a 91, 92 blood, whatever this is, oxygen level. And so I'm thinking, okay, what, I know something's wrong, but I found a naturopathic doctor because the normal doctor doesn't find it. And I have Epstein's Barr, and I am so happy to have it because I had it 30 years ago and got over it in a fairly short time. But to know that what is wrong is, and my thyroid is like not functioning. And I think it's from sitting here for like a year, not out being with the dogs, the horses, the people, traveling, loving the stuff. Interesting, because we have that virus all the time. It's in us, but I have a flare up. And so knowing that, and thank you from the angels for 444, yes, yes. And this is a time for us to go inside. And that's why I'm just so grateful for this group. And it's 2 minutes before the hour. And we're going to take a, to soar on the hour, we're going to take a 10-minute break. But maybe someone has one more story and we'll stop on the hour. Anybody just have another story?
I have a little story, Linda. It's Heimke. It's Heimke, yeah. It's really funny. I started, I think, 2 years ago to always sign my emails and so on with sending a heart hug to you instead of kind regrets or something like this. And the funny thing is, if I don't write this under, people need longer to answer me. They respond easier and faster. So it goes, it's so many levels. It works in so many levels. It also works if you write it down to someone.
Fantastic. Thank you, Heimke. What a great thing to share. So we'll take our, now, we've got one more. Like one more minute. I'm having fun with time today.
Gretchen, who had something before.
Gretchen, go ahead. Where are you, Gretchen?
Hi, Linda and everybody. I was wondering whether, and I'm playing with it on a cosmetic level. T-touch, like saggy skin, you know, on your arms, and spots, you know, skin spots, etc. So I am playing with it, and I now keep a jar of, I call it holy water, by my bed for any part that I want to work with. I really find that, you know, the conduction of the water or whatever seems really good. So okay. I just wondering whether you had anything for cosmetic, especially since like dermatologists, et cetera, talk about the cells, the cellular level of the skin, you know, et cetera. So
yes. And so when we come back, I'll address that because I do have something.
And I also you said last week, I think we were going to talk about scar tissue, or 2 weeks ago. I'm also very interested in that.
Okay, we will do it.
Thank you.
Come back. 11 after now. Thank you.